Begin the current daf. Sech the Shabbos daf Kuf Dal. Begin the Amen Alf. Begin the Tuesday Maskel Tetz. Begin the words of the Gemara. Gudruya Kum Megareyale. You're actually making it worse. Dam Reb Chiya Bar Abba. He says Menatzvach. These extra double letters. Teifim Amram were said by the prophets. Tetz can explain that Reb Chiya Bar Abba is talking about by the open letters. The Gemara had asked, can't bring a raya from the word Mayim that's alluded to by the Nischa Mayim that you see that. Even though it's supposed to be opening with an endomem, with a regular mem, and it's written as an endomem, that's kosher. Also, then the reverse is also going to be true when you're supposed to write the word shame with an endomem, with a mem sofit, and you wrote with a regular mem because you're writing shim and shmul, because one is making it better and one is making it worse. And the way you know that is because what was by the luchas was a closed mem, and therefore maybe that's upgraded in contrast to taking from an endomem to a regular mem. Is downgraded. And that's as Taisa as follows. If you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. Because the Halacha Mashma, here now Gemara, it sounds like, as we're explaining, the Bepsucha Ka'amar, the Tzayif Mamar. So what was introduced later on by the prophets was the open letter, what we call in the middle of the word. And what was by the Luchas was that which was at the end, what we call the endomen. However, Perikam in the Megillah and the Gemara in the first Perikam Megillah of Bezma Bez Parcha, Lod Reb Chiya Bar Abba, the Gemara is from Chiya Bar Abba. That he says this teaching that Menatzvach was said by the prophets. How could you say that? Me'ela mitzvahs. It says in the pasuk, these are the mitzvahs. Shein navru shoy l'chadosh davar. And no prophet could introduce anything new. So how could the prophets have said a new letter? That's one question, the Gemara says. Vayi Morba continues the Gemara. Om Rav Chizda says, Mem b'samach shabaluchis. The mem in the samach in the luchis. B'nes ha'yo'imdim. In the tablets, it stood there miraculously. Because of the endomem, where obviously that's just talking about, because if not, it wouldn't be a miracle. Now, for the fact that the Gemara asks, and Rav Chiya Bar Abba, don't say that they introduced this later on, Mashmud sounds like Rav Chiya Bistuma Ari, that he was talking about that what did the prophets introduce was the closed letter. And that's what they're asking, saying, how could you say it was introduced later on? That was the miracle that was done by the Luchas. So it sounds like that his Allah of Menatzvich, Seifim Amrim, is not on the regular mem, but on the endomem. So Rav Marie Tesis says, the Re says, the Halacha Kama Hasam. This is what the Gemara means to say over there. That, V'oid Ha'om Rav Chizda. That, what did they introduce? Was the regular man. And, but Luchas was the end of man. But the Gemara is saying, also what Rav Chizda said, the Gemara is asking, that how could they have introduced anything new, but did not introduce anything new? V'oid, moreover, the Gemara is saying, "E Reb Chiya Bar Abba b'stumari." And if you're going to tell me the Reb Chiya Bar Abba is talking about the closed one that was introduced later on, Tikshanam Rav Chizda, still difficult. This teaching of Rav Chizda, where the Mem and the Luchas was a closed one, so I can say that's what the prophet said. Rather, Elavade b'psuchari. Rather, that's what the Gemara is saying with the second question. They say, "Well, obviously, Reb Chiya Bar Abba means to say with the regular Mem." And that's what they introduced was because the Luchas already had the endomem. So then we only have the first question, which is that ain't another Roshor Lechadish. But that, you're right. The second question is saying, and if you're going to say this, well, then what are you going to do with that? And say, oh, you're right. That you can't say. But then we still have the first question. But again, it's not difficult what we're saying over here. It's true. What the Luchas had was what we wanted to say was the endomem. And what they were introduced later on was the regular mem. Now, additionally, Tosfos just points out, he says, V'hadinakad menatzvach, why are we calling these doubling the letters that we have, a regular mem, endomem, nun, endonun, and so on? Why is it said in that order? V'loy nakad lukasei the alpha base, so why does it say in the order in the aleph base? Why is it going mem, nun, tzadi, fei, endachav, when that's not the order of the aleph base? So that's because mishum de menatzvach mashma min tzayfim. You have the root over there of tzaf, of the prophets, so therefore it alludes to the fact that it was introduced by the prophets, therefore it calls it menatzvach. Kshinik says the master begins the words of Gemara, Nevuv is Buvan, Bohar is Rahab, which place is bothered why we picking these words. And as the Gemara said, that you could read the words from the front and the back of the Luchas. Now, and the words that it compares it to, but like Rashi explains, not that you could read the actual word both ways, it's just that it went through and through. So, but Nevuv on one side was Buvan on the other side, and Bahar was Rahab. Says Taisa's Tema, it's a wonder that my Nakalu, why are we picking these words, keeping the Lava Beluchas? These weren't even by Beluchas. Pick actual words away the Lucas and show what it would be backwards. And Tosfos doesn't answer that question. Kshinek says, Master begins words like Amalei Rabbi Shu ben Levi. says, also Dardaki Vuhulu, there were these children that came and they said stuff that would never hurt even the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Tyskan to bring from the Yisham and the Medrash that these children were Rebelezer and Yeshua, not like the way our Gemara says. Because Tyskan says, B'Yishalmi, B'Rashis, Rabbi Kamar, they say that Rebelezer and Yeshua have a Moisin Dardaki. Who are these little kids? So from this group of kids was Rebelezer and Yeshua, which Tyskan says, which obviously disagree with our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, as Tyskan and Maskel mentioned, that they said this to Rebishu Malevi that the children had came. Now, Rebishu and Rebelezer were way before Rebishu Malevi. And even if they said the drushes when they were young, but they didn't come that day to the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore obviously the Yerusham and the Medrash are disagreeing, and they hold that the story was much before Bishum Levi, not like Agamar. But then Tosfos says, but Bahadam Perkei Rebelezer, but this that is written Perkei Rebelezer, Shalalomad Rebelezer, Terei Elad Chayu Gadol. How could he even be from one of those children if he didn't learn Torah until he became an adult? Says Tosfos, Haynu Shalal Asik Atshnas Gadol. He didn't toil in Torah until he became older to become the great Rebelezer. But he did learn Torah, and he's from those children that came along and said this great insight into the Aleph Beis. Continue next to the Maskel, to begin towards the Gemara Istigas. Those who have the Girsa, Boli Tami Paischenloi, Pesachenloi. Those who come to make themselves defiled, they open up for him. Shteis explains the two different Girsais. That is, the Gemara said that why is the leg of the Kof hanging? To allude to the fact that the Rasha could come in. So the Gemara says, well, just go around the other way. Oh, that's a bunch of Rish Lakish who says that. No, when they come, someone comes to purify himself, they help him. We're going to make an opening for him that he could come in. When he comes to defy himself, then place him light. Zeis explained that those who have the girsa bali tami psachim light without a vav, like Tosa has in the Rimasl Klemor, what that means to say is yesh le psachim likonis. He has ways to enter to the tuma, but they don't make an opening for him. Bali tara mesayin. They say when someone comes to make himself tara, then they actually assist him, like we have with the kuf, that they actually make an opening for him to assist him. So basically, Pesachlikons, they open up a new opening for him to come in. And that's what, similar to what we were saying before with the Kuv, the Shabakli Pesachlikons, that they keep an opening for him to enter. But says Taisla, Hani de Garci Bolatame Paischanai, not Pesachan, but with a Vav. If someone comes to make himself Tame, Paischanai, sounds like that they actually make an opening for him. Says Taisla, Sarklim, what you have to say is the Messiah, Oisai, this that we say regarding purity, that they assist him. Have a tveim paischim. So although yes, if someone comes to make himself tummy, it's not just that there's pesachin like that. There's openings. They actually make an opening for him. But that's not the same as when someone's coming to do good. Someone do good is more than just they make an opening. They actually assist them in coming in, and therefore that's what we're saying: the discrepancy between becoming to be mitami and then becoming tahar, which there's more assistance of tahara. It just depends what the gears is. Is the pesachin like as tasted the muscle brings it, or paischim like that? Even for tummy, they actually make an opening for him.